This is Kim Demain, Dr. Peeble's State of the World Update, November 6th, 2020, the State of Unrest.
God bless you, Dr. Peeble's here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, at this current time, the planet Earth is going through such tumultuous times that for many of you, you are quite worried and living in a state of panic, anxiety, or worry. But for just a while, we would like to focus not on the entire world or planet, but we'd like to focus on the United States of America. Our apologies to those of you who do not live in the U.S. We will get to more worldwide concerns in just a little bit. Now, for the U.S., indeed, you are living in a state of confusion, of panic, of anxiety, and general fear. Much of it is based on untruths. Much of it is based on those that would want to rile you up to do their bidding, goodness gracious. Yes, indeed, you have an election that is still going on now for the presidency. And although it will shortly be decided, it will not be over just by that decision. You're still not out of the woods at all. There will be continued fights. We do see the one named Biden being, yes, elected president, but there will be a battle going on for at least 45 to 60 days, right up until inauguration. They are not going to want to concede. They are going to want to continue to fight. There will be much shocking behavior being displayed, as well as more untruths coming out, that even his own party, yes, the one named Trump, will be surprised about. Of course, this one, understandably, wants to hold on to his position, but it has come time to change the guard, and so now you will see a new era, a new way. Some will, of course, detest Biden. Some will indeed even resort to violence, to threats. There is a continued state of lack of unity in the United States. This is not going away, dear friends. There will need to be efforts on all of your parts to be able to bring the consciousness of many together, to be able to heal the wounds that have indeed festered, not just through this last presidency, but through many years. The racial unrest, the inequalities between the sexes, yes, the LGBT, all of it, dear friends. There's so many things here that can cause, yes, the struggle, the fear, the hatred. So we ask all of you who are spiritually aware, who are open to the spiritual principles of the universe, we ask that you continue your efforts, your spiritual practice, to send the calming effects to the U.S., to the world at large, so that many will be able to relax. They will be able to breathe a sigh of relief, knowing that even though it may not appear so, everything will turn out all right. It will take a little bit of time, but it will turn out all right. We see the new presidency and the administration working doubly hard to reach out to the other side. Ultimately, dear friends, we see a future in your world, not only in the United States, but in your world, where there will no longer be the current system. We look forward to the day, we hope you will too, for it has created such unrest. It has created, yes, the negativity, the fighting, the hatred. It must end. So we continue to ask all of you to trust your inner selves, to allow the inner ideas to develop, to bring, yes, clarity to the situation, to the problems at hand, and to allow yourself to speak what you sense, what you feel, how you are being guided, never doubting your role in the world, for many will be able to come forth to hold positions of power, many that you would never suspect. There's going to be an influx of new energies in the next 20 years, not only in the United States, but in the world, for many are realizing that the current ways, the current team of government leaders, officials, they are making the planet worse. They are creating more problems than they are solving. So indeed, it is time for new energies. Now, many would say we need the newer, younger people with brighter ideas. Well, that is true, but that does not mean that the wiser, more experienced ones, yes, even the president that is coming aboard now, Biden, is not going to serve a very useful purpose, the experience there. The true source of information will be their consciousness, their character, their level of integrity that does not have an age limit on it one way or another, that does not have a gender or a race to it. So it's going to be a matter of the consciousness, the level of spiritual awareness of the individuals who will be guided within their own consciousness to begin to step forward and to lead. You will know them by their words. You will know them, of course, by their actions as well. They will sing a different tune than what you are hearing. There will be a different authenticity to them. It will not be overcomplicated. It will be simple messages of truth, of love, of coming together, moving beyond so many of the distractions, so many of the things that have separated you, and instead, looking more and more at what binds you together, the commonalities between all men and women, between all living things, goodness gracious, on the planet. That is where you are heading. Of course, we would like to see it come to fruition sooner than later. So we ask all of you to do your part, even if you are to write a little note to your local newspaper as an editorial, to give ideas, to share your opinions, to discuss amongst each other the different ways you can solve the world problems. This is getting the energy out into the consciousness where it can be indeed grasped. And those who are ready to run with it, of course, will. And theirs will have a chance to manifest, yes, more in the higher political scenes as well as in the hearts of the people. For the true changes are going to happen in the hearts of you. How you are thinking, how you choose to react to the hubbub, all the distractions, all the information that is coming at you, what will you believe? We suggest that you don't believe anyone right now. You listen more to yourself. And as you hear the truth coming through you, you will be able to recognize it more and more in others. You will have an inner knowing. There are many who are being manipulated. There are many who are believing a distorted version of the truth. And of course, that is part of their path. Do not hate, do not judge. That will not help the situation at all. Be patient with those who will, in their own way, their own time, yes, indeed, the loving law of allowance, they will come about to what they need to learn for their own growth. It is not up to you. It is not up to anyone but them. You will not convince, you will not change or fix them according to how you see reality. So allow yourselves to rest more in your own inner dictates, allowing a peace to come over you. For more and more, whether you are in the U.S. or in other parts of the world, if you call that energy of peace to you, it will become part of your continence. It will be a larger part of your consciousness that will begin to permeate outward into the world around you, to the people around you. You have such a greater influence than you would have ever imagined or believed. And so we ask for you to do your part, to not allow yourself to get all excited in a frenzy, for indeed you lower your vibration when you do that, and you are much more easily persuaded to see another's point of view. Be original, dear friends. There's where your strength, there's where your power, your beauty lies, not in what someone else thinks. You may agree, but you may have a different twist on it that could make all the difference. You are digging deeper and deeper into the layers of consciousness of God, of Spirit. As you delve deeper, you will stimulate others to do the same, and all will grow. All will lift themselves up into that higher pattern of energy, where there will be peace, where there will be more harmony. Now, it's not going to come about that quickly. There still is a releasing. There still are secrets coming out that will clear up much of the discord, that will clear up much of the lack of unity between the different sparring parties of this country as well as others. There is still a need for, yes, true clarity, a need for truth to surface. It has been covered up for quite a long time. Luckily for you, you have many eager beavers in your world who feel it is their higher purpose to seek out the truth and bring it to the light of day so that you all can see what is occurring and then make your own decision as to how you will respond, how you will utilize that information for your own growth, for your own standard of living. Whatever you choose to believe, dear friends, it is a time for you to go more inward and decide, how do I wish to feel? For you are the ones who are going to decide. Too many of you have given up your power to create your own reality, and you have allowed the tides of the earth, the flows of energy of other people who are consciously and unconsciously controlling and manipulating you. Stand up in your own light. Ask for the clarity. Ask for your own truth to be revealed to you, while keeping in mind that your version of the truth may be vastly different from others. But dear friends, if you all had the same ideas, how would you ever grow? How would the planet evolve? You all need to come together and share ideas. Yes, talk it out, work it through. Have a healthy debate, not a fight. And indeed, that is how the progress will be made on this planet as well as in the United States. You need people who are willing to, yes, have a real conversation with each other, looking at the true needs of the people. In this country, it is imperative that much of the influence of money, greed, outside interference and influence be eradicated from the operations of the United States, and all will become much more clear. For there are many forces that are dictating the laws, those who are governing you, and they need to be clearly seen for who they truly are and their true purposes, their true goals, that are not always for the benefit of mankind or for those people who the lawyers, the legislatures, the politicians are supposed to be serving. Ask for the clarity to be shown to you within your own consciousness. You will be guided to it, dear friends. Trust in what you are receiving more and more, for many indeed are beginning to doubt their own sanity. They have been frazzled by the energies of late that it is hard for them to calm down. Indeed, there is a hypertensive energy around the planet right now. Now, of course, it is not just from politics or the U.S.'s presidential election. There is also a great fear circulating, a great loneliness and sadness for the many who are suffering from the virus, COVID-19, as well as the grieving and mourning for those who have passed. Now, as you are quite aware, it is spreading once more, and it will continue for a while, until the consciousness of mankind settles down, until you do start to work together, sharing what you have learned. It will not last forever, but you are certainly not done with the coronavirus yet. It will be a challenging one more year, at least, until the fear has been subsided, until common sense starts to pervade societies. No more of these silly conspiracy theories, but being able to blend, yes, the ego, the intellect, with your spiritual understanding and awareness. Indeed, there are so many things that are being told to so many people that no one knows what to believe. There needs to be truth spoken by your leaders, no longer for their own selfish purposes, but considering, yes, the welfare, the health, as well as the survival of their citizens. And that is not being done at the current time, at least not right here in the United States. As you are aware, there are other countries who have succeeded in controlling or even eradicating the virus. So there's much to be learned from them. Now, indeed, of course, the economic concerns are vital and rightfully so. But you cannot worry about the economy if everyone is dying. You will not have anyone to keep the economy going. So right now, it is a matter of creating calm. It is eradicating some of the fear, but employing common sense practices. So the virus will run its course without killing unnecessarily large numbers of people. We are, of course, here to assist those who are open to us. More and more, we are feeling many of you stretching out to us. We are delighted. We are honored and quite privileged for your ability, your desire to connect with us. All those who desire such a connection with their beliefs intact will indeed be able to be aligned with us energetically. We will be able to converse, and we continue to look forward to such communication with many of you. All you must do is ask. Your beliefs must be aligned with it, and you must allow. We are here. There are many such helpers available to human beings at this time on the planet as you continue to go through quite an important transformational process. Yes, there is upheaval. Yes, there is great change. But the rewards, the end goals are well worth it. You will indeed be able to break through so many of the barriers, not only energetically and spiritually, but physically, as more and more of you begin to recognize the abilities that have indeed been latent, dormant within your consciousness, within your beings. And they are now starting to come forth. Begin to believe in them. Allow these gifts to come forth stronger and stronger each day. Turn to them, rely on them, honor them, bless them, dear friends, and they will serve you quite well. They are part of you. They are part of God. They are part of the universe, which, of course, you are vital parts of. Allow your own focus, your own energies to be firmly aligned with these higher forces. And we do believe you will be not only surprised, but quite delighted with what you will experience. We are always here for those who wish to work with us. It is indeed a wonderful partnership, one that indeed gives us great joy. We have great hope for humanity. Earth is not going down, it is actually going up. There will be many who will choose to leave, as we have shared with you in the past. But there are many of you brave, beautiful spirits who will continue the journey, who will continue to battle against the forces of darkness that are present and use your light to rise above, transforming the world around you. Dear friends, it is always a joy to share with you. We look forward to many more messages. Go your ways in peace, in harmony. And may the gods and may the kingdoms always bless you.